As a business owner, you've probably read advice on what to do if a client ghosts you, but what if you are the one ghosting your client? Now, hold up. I'm not talking about bailing on a meeting or getting paid and not showing up. I'm talking about your email list. If it has been a while since you've emailed your list and you're not sure how to get back into the swing of things, then this episode is for you. I'm going to share the 5 do's and don'ts on how to warm up your email subscribers after ghosting them. And hey, no shame in this, by the way, it happens to the best of us. The most important thing that you can do is just get back out there. It happens to all of us, I promise. All right, let's get started. This is the School of Marketing for Digital Entrepreneurs. My name is Megan Ward, creator of the Pop-Up Podcast and founder of the Email Template Shop. I believe that running a profitable digital business does not require subscribing to the hustle culture. In order to make a comfortable living and find freedom in the things that you love most. If you dream of having a digital business without the constant late-night work sessions, then you're in the right place. So you can find simple strategies to set you apart in your industry with real actionable steps for this digital marketing world so that you can grow and build your business. The only question is, are you ready? If so, welcome to the School of Marketing podcast. Hello, welcome back. It is episode 18. So you have ghosted your audience. Before you take another step, I just want you to remember that it's okay. We've all been there. We get busy, personal things happen, life happens, and sometimes our email list just gets put on the back burner. It's all good. But you've already taken a step in the right direction by deciding to send emails to your list again. So props to you. Now, I am bringing up this topic because we're nearly halfway through September, y'all. And you know what that means. If you're a business owner, it means Black Friday is coming up fast. So if you've been neglecting your email list, you definitely don't want to jump back into your audience's inboxes with Black Friday deals. You've got to re-engage your audience first. Otherwise, it's just going to seem very abrupt and out of place. Plus, your audience is going to be a little confused since they haven't heard from you in a while. And you're going to do this by creating a short and simple warm-up sequence. Now, this sequence is going to remind your audience why they subscribed to you in the first place and hopefully encourage them to stick around. My first tip for you in writing your warm-up sequence is don't ask for anything and don't have any calls to action in the beginning. I want you to focus on showing up and serving, providing helpful information to the readers of your email list. This is not the time to ask them to buy something or sign up for something. You can share some points from an existing blog, recap some ideas from a video or a podcast or whatever. But your job here in this very first email is to just start building back up your credibility first. Now, my second piece of advice is to remind them how they got on your list in the first place. So if you've been MIA, they may not remember who you are or what you do, to be honest, and don't take it personally. Instead, just remind them what they are on your list for. You could say something like, hey, you downloaded my list of favorite tools that I use in my business, and I hope it was helpful for you. I've made some changes since then, and I want to share what I've changed and why. In this example, you would give them your new updated list of business tools, that lead magnet that you have updated. And you're reminding them why they subscribed to your list in the first place, and you're showing up and providing value instantly. Which brings me to my next piece of advice. Keep it simple. Keep it simple and provide value to your audience because you're re-engaging them. It's your job to serve your audience right now, and that's how you're going to do it. You don't want to overwhelm them right away. It's kind of like when someone constantly calls and texts you. Maybe you do want to talk to them, but the frequency of communication is a bit overwhelming. So don't be that person in your audience's inbox. Now, my fourth tip and fourth piece of advice for warming up your audience is don't bring attention to the fact that you have been MIA. You don't have to explain or share a sob story here. Honestly, your audience may not have even noticed, or if they did, they may have kind of forgotten. And probably no one's mad about it either. We've all got busy lives and things going on, and more often than not, they will understand where you're coming from. But the bottom line is that they are there for the value. They signed up for your list for a reason. So just make sure that you're focusing on showing up and giving your audience valuable content. Now, lastly, tip number 5, please don't make it about you. So explaining your absence puts the focus on you, your business, and your life. But remember, your email newsletter should be about your audience. Put yourself in their shoes. Would you want to read about a business owner who's been off having all kinds of fun adventures? I mean, maybe if you have been up to something really cool that would be of value to your audience, like designing your own new website and you are a website designer, then that, of course, could be of value to your audience. So go ahead and share that. But remember, simple and valuable are key. So with these 5 do's and don'ts, you're going to be warming up your audience in no time. But before we wrap it up today, I do have a few bonus tips for you. Now, these are going to be really helpful to up-level those emails when you're ready to get back in the game. So bonus tip number 1, I want you to write like you talk. I think this is super important for writing engaging emails in general, not just your warm-up sequence. You don't have to get vulnerable and personal in every email, nor do you have to sell with every email. And in fact, you shouldn't. But aim for a very natural tone of voice. Write like you're talking to a friend. Let your personality shine. And then there's bonus tip number 2. I want you to use the following schedule for sending those warm-up email sequences. Are you ready? We're just going to go with an example that you're starting on a Tuesday. So send email number 1 on a Tuesday, then send email number 2 on a Thursday, and then get back in the cycle of your regular weekly emails on Tuesdays going forward. Boom, done. It's easy as that. Sending email number 2 a couple days after your first email is going to give it a little space to let it sink in. If you were to send emails 1 and 2 back to back, it's going to feel a little pushy and a little too, I'm in launch mode and you want to buy from me. You know what I mean? So there we have it. Those are all the tips and advice I have for you for warming up your email subscribers after you have unintentionally ghosted them. Just remember, avoid asking your audience for something or putting calls to action in the beginning. Remind them why they got on your list in the first place. Keep it simple, keep it valuable with very short emails and helpful content. Don't explain why you've been gone and focus your attention on showing up for them again. If it's been a while since you emailed your list, just use these tips to jump back into the swing of things, especially if you have things planned for Black Friday this year. Your subscribers will appreciate it and your business will benefit from it. And speaking of Black Friday, what are you going to do once your audience is warmed up again? What on earth do you put in those emails? So I have a product in the email template shop specifically for Black Friday emails that can help. I'm going to link it in the show notes. It includes an email sequence sales strategy and maps out 2 weeks of emails so you know exactly what to say and on which day. And you're also going to get 13 email templates that will help you get your email copy started. So don't get stuck on your Black Friday email sequence. Grab your sequence strategy and templates now. That link is in the show notes. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to the School of Marketing podcast today. If you loved this episode, please leave a 5-star review and hit the follow or subscribe button in your favorite podcast app. This will help the show reach even more entrepreneurs like you. And don't forget to check out the show notes for all the details mentioned in today's episode. And a big thanks to Studio Pizza Productions for making this show sound amazing in your AirPods. If you're looking for more resources, be sure to check out the Email Template Shop and join the School of Marketing community on Facebook. And remember, may your email list forever be larger than your social media following.